Okay, wait a second. Hey, good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and our technical producer, Lenny Bree. And we were talking to producer Pork Chop. We're really excited. He had a really great first date he went on this past weekend. So that's awesome. But that's old news. We're already moving on to something new. And that is the fact that he says pretty much his whole life in relationships, whether he's dated a guy or a girl, he's always paid. And he's like, well, usually, you know, I'm the older person. That's kind of how it works. And I, in my ignorance, I'm like, well, what if two dudes are dating? Like, who decides who pays? And he's like, well, I've always been the older guy, so I pay. But then, McKenzie, you throw something out there. And by the way, I would like to know what you think. 833-563-2539. If you've got the own personal rule or philosophy, because what you just told me a second ago blows my mind.
Mine too, because I'm new to this whole dating thing. So one of my guy friends said, like, he is new on the scene and he goes on dates every single night. And he just texts me. He says that he goes on a first date. If he's interested or thinks there's potential, basically if she's smoking hot, he will pay. But if not, and he meets her in person and is like, meh, then he goes in halfsies, which is terrible.
But wait, okay, and this is old school. I know it's old school mentality, but the belief I've always had or I've thought is that if a guy asks the girl out, she pays. Even if the girl is
like
very
he
forward.
Pays, though, right?
Yeah, the dude would pay for that. So you're telling me, like, doesn't the girl, like, McKenzie, let's say example, you went on a date with a guy, this guy. I know you wouldn't, but let's say you did, and for whatever reason, he didn't think you were that hot. You
and
weren't
he
that
asked
attractive.
Me out?
Yeah, but he's like, oh, she's not what I thought she was. Would you be expecting or being ready to pay for half your bill?
No, if a guy, see, I like a gentleman. That's how I was raised. So if a man asked me out, I would assume at least he offers to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would, if he doesn't pay, then there will be no second date. And I don't mean to be a brat. I'm just saying, I think that's like a sign of respect. Like, I've asked you out to come out to dinner with me. It's on me. It would be weird if he's like, oh, here's the bill.
All right, we're going to a parallel universe because I have McKenzie on the show with me, and then we have McKenzie on the phone.
Oh,
hi,
yes.
McKenzie.
The other Mac. Woo-hoo.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're just trying to understand things here. What do you think?
So I think every time I've gone out with a guy, they've always paid. I would definitely be okay with paying. I don't think just because you're a man, the genitals you're born with means you pay my tab. But every time I've gone out with a girl, I think it's really just whoever asks out. Or more of like a, I don't know how to say, I guess, dominant thing.
So, McKenzie, do you date other girls or guys?
Not openly date other girls.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, see, she's kind of the old school mentality,
the
too.
The plot thickens.
The person who asks pays.
All right, well, you know what sucks is that I've never had anybody ask me out when I was single back in the day. So I was, when I was single, I was like, Pork Chop, I paid for everything.
Right.
But by the way, ladies, if you ever want to step up and pay, let us know. We appreciate that. It's kind of hot. Let's go to Morgan this morning, 833-563-2539. Morgan, what did you want to say?
Well, I think it can go either way. I mean, for a hetero relationship, because I've been married for almost 3 years. But when my husband and I first got together, I kind of was like wanting to see if he would be a gentleman enough to pay himself on our first date. And he did. So in return, because he paid for dinner, we went bowling after. So then I paid for the bowling.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Yeah.
So he got that. She gets the after event.
That's not a bad plan. Hey,
yeah.
Thank you, Morgan, for calling in. Let's do one more call. We'll go to Michael. Hey, Michael, you're on the show. What do you want to say?
Hey, so I was thinking about this because actually my girlfriend and I were talking about it quite a bit last night, actually. The way I was raised, if you're, you know, first date, guy always takes care of it, but I always say, you know, he should take care of it from there on out. But eventually at some point in a relationship, you'll get to where some people may want to have it 50-50.
Yeah.
And I think, and I'm completely okay with that.
I felt bad for Porkchop because he was in a relationship for 7 years and he paid for everything all 7 years, Porkchop said. Like, your ex never treated you to anything ever?
No, not even dates. I mean,
not even like a hot and ready pizza?
Like,
I mean,
geez.
It's a stretch, like maybe one time,
maybe,
but it wasn't
why.
Like a date. It was
he's
like,
an ex.
We're going out to dinner.
I bought some Hot Pockets. Would you like one?
Come on.
Michelle, hey, you're on the show. What'd you want to say?
Hey, I do know, like, if it's a first type of date thing, first, second, third, whatever, I do think women should pay for themselves up until the guy starts dating you. Then, you know, let them pay. But for me, it's like, if I get paid, I like to pay type of thing. You know, like every once in a while, I'll say, hey, let me let me get you, let me treat you to what you like.
How do they react to that?
He likes it. I mean, I've met a couple of guys that think that's this, what is it called?
Like disrespectful?
Undermanning them or whatever.
Oh, demasculate them or whatever, emasculate them, yeah.
They feel that way, but I'm like, no, if you treat me good, I'm going to treat you good, you know?
No, no doubt about that. Lindsay, my babe, if you're listening, if you want to pay for the anniversary dinner, you can totally take control. That'd be awesome.
Just put it out there.
Yeah, just putting out those vibes into the earth. Hey, why don't we throw this maybe up on Facebook in a second? We'll do that on radio now. And you can let us know how you think about that. We'll give you the whole scenario of Pork Chop. And let us know, like, what do you do on that first date? Because that's interesting. Hey, man, we're happy the date went so well. And thanks for sharing all the details.
When's the second date?
Unfortunately, I just found out, like, so I work from, like, 5 a.m. to noon, and he works from like noon to 9, Monday through Friday.
Oh,
so
no.
It's like out.
So Saturday.
Yay. Okay. Yay. There we go.